tense. Because it's like an ache at night. Your temperature and stuff. It's like, oh my gosh, I have an ache this week. Okay, yeah, go. No, you know, it's like, you put your head on the pillow. I just want to go to sleep. I don't want to have heartburn. I don't want to have aches in my teeth. I don't want to have achy hips. Anybody got achy hips when they go to bed?
Yeah,
I don't want to have that. God, take aches away in our hips. Yeah. God, take aches away.
Take away stiffness.
Shoulders, stiffness, shoulders. If you got stiff shoulders, we just ask God to heal stiff shoulders. So we just borrow your testimonies today. We lean into them and just release them on each one of you. It's almost like it's like someone just poured sourdough starter in your pot, you know? It's like, was that her starter you freeze-dried?
No, it was her
starter. Your starter, you freeze-dried it. Was that her? Do I get any of that?
If you want.
Was that her? I thought I'd kind of like, I'll take some. You know, it's like.
If you want a babysitter for the rest of your life.
But here's what I'm, but it's like. She's got this thing of sourdough, right? That grows, borrows, takes them out, grows. She'll give some to her. Guess what it does over here?
Grows.
It's like your testimonies are like that. I missed my word today, but it's like testimonies are like that. So when somebody else gets favor, new jobs, new homes, new cars, yay! I just encourage you to just enjoy the blessing on people's lives. Enjoy increased salaries and promotions of other people. Just celebrate those things.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you're inviting it in, right? That's what Mary's song was. So, all right. Just an observation. Did you, you saw the, anybody watch the Monday Night Football game this week? Right, so what happened? Right, so a guy, gets hit and then has a cardiac arrest on the field, right? And they're doing CPR for 10 minutes around him. But here's what's I found interesting, you know, and you could, I think, miraculous recovery.
Yeah.
With no neural impact, apparently. Do you remember not too many years ago, Tim Tebow, kneels in prayer on the field, and people go nuts. They're offended. How dare you, right? And it was just like this, what? People were, a coach, I think it was a high school coach, I think it went to the Supreme Court.
Washington. Yeah, it did.
Because he was, because he prayed, and he got lost his job. You're like, oh, man. And so you sit here and go, God, what's happening? You know, and but God's like playing 3D chess, and we're like, God, no, this is wrong direction. And what happens on Monday night during this thing? You see all these players. What do you see them doing?
They all take me.
And they're taking me praying for this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ESPN the next day, live. The host on ESPN says. You know what? And I encourage you to look it up. Watch it. He says, we just need to pray right now. I feel led to pray right now. And he says, I'm just going to close my eyes. And he just begins to invite God on live television.
Really?
And he prays for God to heal this man.
Wow.
And fights God's goodness over his family, over the situation. Live, right? Yesterday's game. Anybody watch the Jaguars Titan game? Right? Playoff game, loser stays home, season's over, the next other one goes to this AFC South playoff, right? Before the game, all the teams, midfield, on their knees, praying for the continued recovery of this man.
Awesome.
3D chess!
Right.
And then they announced yesterday that he is going to make a full recovery.
So, look.
Oh. Wow.
We're sitting here going, you know, Tebow does it, and everybody goes, you're gone, right? And they go nuts. And then it's just,
God's it like, took a heart attack.
God's, tough. Yeah. Yeah. Not in a church meeting. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm watching this week, like, almost laughing a little bit. I shouldn't laugh when a guy's had a heart attack, but it's like, God, you are so crazy funny. It's like, look at you. Look what you did.
Our whole nation.
The whole nation. Mm-hmm. Nobody orchestrated the midday pre-game prayer with both teams. It wasn't just a couple guys. It, look it up. Jaguars Titans game. They're all on the field. On their knees praying.
Wow. Starts like, somewhere. It starts somewhere.
So it's
and
like
the field, and then it goes out.
I would tell you that you were. There's a reason they do that. Whether they acknowledge it or not, they're mm-hmm. created to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing you think of to do, right?
They're it's like you're wired people. For it. Your DNA says to do that. You're tuned for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it happens, it's like natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's my natural response. So, you know, it's the earth has always belonged to God.
Yes.
Everybody goes, yep. But he gave this very unique assignment to Adam and Eve. Right? He basically said, hey, I'm giving you authority to take care of this place, to rule over this place. You could read through lots of scriptures. Here's one in Psalms 115. It says, the heaven, even the earth are the Lord's. But the earth he's given to the children of men. He gave it to us. Right? And you could say, well, we've kind of sucked at it. Maybe we haven't done a good job. And we could say, well, sin came in, true. And humanity has maybe done it in the presence of that, has done a poor job stewarding it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll say stewarding our authority. We had an assignment, we haven't done a good job with our assignment. But, you know, God didn't go, well, they didn't do that very well. Let's try plan B. God's never revoked it, never changed mandates. You were designed, you were created to exercise this authority, this sort of kingdom response. This is how heaven moves in the midst of chaos, and you were designed to move with heaven's pulse, right? And so this whole thing about, okay, then why is it not working? You know, the successful, you know, maybe it's the key to like stewarding this. It's like your willingness to be under that rule yourself. It's like, I'm a conduit, I'm a connector. It's like, there's a source here, and there's a need here, and I'm like, plug, plug. And I'm this conduit for that source to meet that need. Right? So don't be surprised if this is disconnected. There's nothing to feed that need, right? You can have the greatest desire and passions all day long, but unless you're plugged in, you're not. Right? So there's this thing about alignment with the source to meet the need. Remember that story about the centurion and his mm-hmm. servant? It's in a couple of gospels where one of them says he was sick, severe, like to the point of death. The other one says he was paralyzed. So you kind of get this impression the guy probably has got a beating or something, and the guy's on his deathbed. It's an interesting encounter. The centurion comes to Jesus for help. And in Matthew 8, I'll read just a couple verses in the middle of it. You can read the whole thing in Matthew, I think, and in Luke, several verses. But in verse 8, it says, the centurion said to the Lord, because, you know, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. But only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. It says, I'm also a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does that. Right? It's always been God's master design that, you know, he created everything. He owns everything. he's ruler, but it's like he granted us the authority. He granted us the connector, right? To rule in his likeness, to rule in his nature. And we can only do that to the degree that we're willing to connect to him. You know, the degree that we're allowing that to flow into our life is the degree that we can release this, right? You know, Adam and Eve had this interesting, right? They get this assignment to you know, take care of this place, rule over it. In fact, the word in Genesis 1 was, it said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it, right? So subdue it has this sort of implication that there's something forceful that you have to subjugate, right? Any idea what that is? What's the forceful thing? We're not just sitting here watering plants.
And this is before sin.
This is before sin, right? And it's like, look, you could say that the Garden of Eden was like this ecosystem, this little model, this culture of heaven that said, here's how this works. And outside this culture, right? So clearly, you know, Eden is described as having boundaries. So outside those boundaries, that culture isn't there. It's chaotic, it's a mess. And so he says, hey, you know, the assignment you've given is to go beyond these borders and with this authority, right? With this divine authority, it's like subdue that place and bring it into make it look just like the model. Right? So the commission we've got is that we would bring everything outside of the model. The model's Eden, let's say, right? And we're going to subjugate it to the model. We're basically saying, this doesn't look like the model. Bring it into alignment with the model. Got it? Okay. Right. When Jesus comes, and we kind of like, we're doing a kind of a sloppy job at it. Jesus comes and says, here, watch me. Right? Watch me. I'm going to show you how to plug into the Father and how to release that on people around you. It's, you know, in the garden, there was no seminary to go to. There was no church. There was no training manuals. There was no Bible. And this is probably my favorite thing, hanging out with Eric. Is if you sit here and enjoy talking to him about like Song of Solomon, which he did last time just before Christmas, which was fun. The thing you learn in Song of Solomon is, I'll use my word, intimacy. Would you use that same one?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like it's this model of intimacy. The value of connection and relationship. And if you go read Genesis, you realize, nope, no seminary, nope, no training manuals. But it says that they walked with him in the cool of the morning. They're just having relationship with God in the garden. I mean, you want to know how they exercised their authority? You want to know how they knew what to do? You know? Because you don't get much insight into it other than, you know, that they had connection, this relationship with God. And that's the very thing that sort of got broken, right? When the enemy comes in and messes things up, is you realize, oh, he's not sitting here putting, I'm going to show you, oh, pornography, oh, drugs, oh, alcohol, right? What's he doing? All those things are doing? Disrupting intimacy.
Yeah.
Every one of those things is disrupting connection. They're taking our eyes off the relationship with him. But what do I always tell you? There's, you know, and if it's the two things that Bob and Shelley go away with, there's two questions, right? I say you need to answer.
What?
One is who is he?
And who is he?
And the second one? Who am I? Right?
Yeah.
Who is he? Who is God? And the reason that's so important, guys, is a lot of people have messed that up. They get this really poor understanding of God. That we kind of like really pollute his nature. Mm-hmm. He really is good all the time. He's good all the time.
Right.
And when we don't see it, we try to like bend it and tweak it and go, oh yeah, it's because you were bad. Therefore, he had to be bad to you. You know, sorry, I might have got rabbit pound.
No, if he's good, then I'm good too.
Yeah. we've got this. So it's important that we understand who is he. It's like we just begin to discover his nature. How do you discover his nature? You hang out with him.
Yeah.
Right? We spend time with him. It's like, oh my goodness, you really are good. You really do love me. And then in that whole process, you find out your value. Right? Oh my goodness, he's crazy in love with me.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not out for my harm. He really does want to benefit me.
Yeah.
And the more you go down, it's like, oh my goodness. And then Jesus says, isn't that cool? What? So Jesus says, yeah. So from that place, let's go do life. So Jesus, from this relationship, totally, totally confident who his Father is, very confident who he is in relationship with the Father, it's like Jesus shows us what does it look like to exercise the authority that Adam and Eve were given. This is what it looks like, right, when you come across a chaotic world, right? And we see that demonstrated, like with the centurion. You see it with deaf ears being opened, blind eyes being opened. You see it with the sick, all the sick being healed. Look, every scripture says everybody who came to Jesus that was sick, everyone, all of them, were all healed, right? So we've got this. I just want to encourage you. Maybe it's just kind of how we opened up this morning about it's the hungry ones that he fills. That's just... You know what that is? That's just an expression of intimacy. I just want to be with you. I just want to hang out with you. What do you got for me today? I don't know what's going to happen today, but I slept so good. Thanks, God. I just, you know, just enjoy. Wow, thank you for, like, I didn't have a headache tonight. Thank you so much for that, God. And just begin to, so part of this issue of faith, thanking him for his faithfulness, thanking him for his goodness, enjoying the blessing and the benefit, and just interacting with that as part of this journey of intimacy. I got this email last week at work. It was somebody back in Washington asking me if I could help them sort out some things. All these companies are coming to them. Sorry, diversion again. Saying, I'll simplify it. We've got this great answer. We've got the answer. You should give us money. We've got an answer. Another company, we've got the answer. This company, we've got the answer. And I get this email that says, all these people are pitching us and wanting us to, you know, invest. And how do you sort it all out? And then he says, an interesting word, he goes, and are they mature? I thought, oh, huh.
That's interesting.
That's an interesting question. And it's like, what's that, Princess Bride? I don't think that means what you think it means.
Yeah.
Inconceivable. That means what you think it means. Because most of us would say, this is just Danny's reflection right now, okay? This thing about, we've got this assignment to walk in authority, to represent Jesus, right? To change the climate around us, to bring it in, and alignment with his model. And you know what we inevitably do? I'm not ready. Actually, I'm not the smart guy. Eric's the smart guy. Give it to Eric. It's kind of like, by the way, kind of like what Moses. Not me. Aaron, that dude can talk. Maybe you should go to my brother, Aaron. Right? And we have all sorts of things. It says, no, you. Well, no, I'm not ready yet. Then they go to Bible study, and then this year I'm going to spend time in the Word. Next year I'll be ready. We do that, right? And so we kind of have this thought that, why aren't we victorious? Why aren't we seeing deaf ears opened? You know, I don't have it. Really, do I have authority? You know, and we've got this thing that's like, I've got everything. This will all work when I've got everything together. This will all work when I don't have any issues. Right? Right?
That's not what the song is.
This will work when I've got it all. I'm perfect. I'm walking in this perfect response. That's how it's all. It's like, this is sort of what I told the guy in Washington. It's like, you know, I'm looking for the team that's leaning in this direction. The ones that say, everybody else can sit down. The king is here. I've solved it. I'm not interested in that person. I'm looking for the one that says, I don't know. But I think here is the right place to start getting some connections, to start getting some answers. I'm going to lean in this direction. And I was thinking, that's the same way with God, right? It's like he's looking for kids that'll just lean in his direction.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you woke up this morning, it's like, man, I had a crappy night, or I had a junkie yesterday, and boy, if you'd have heard the potty mouth on me, and I was Mr. Negative Ned, and maybe you were the liar in the room, maybe you were the arrogant one in the room, maybe it's like, but this morning, God, I'm stepping in your direction, and I just help me out this morning, you know, help me see like you see. Great prayer. Help me hear what the Father's saying, because I'm having a hard time hearing right now. My prayer feels awful weak, but I'm going to go ahead and pray it. God, would you heal so-and-so? And so we just step in that direction. Maturity looks like, you know what, I'm pretty messed up, but I'm going to go on a walk with God this morning in the cool of the morning. And Jesus, but if you read the Gospels, it's pretty clear. Everything he didn't do as God. It says he set that aside, and full humanity came to show us how to live a life led by the Holy Spirit. I mean, so he literally came and said, and his purpose for coming was to demonstrate for you how to walk today, how to exercise authority today, how to deal with the chaos that's in front of you right now. So, you know, he's Messiah, but he's this model of authority for us. And everything he did on earth, he did 100% anointed by the same Holy Spirit that you and I have. Same Holy Spirit. Jesus walked on earth with the same Holy Spirit. So just chew on that just for a second. What are the implications of that for you? The same Holy Spirit that led Jesus is the one that's leading you. To me, I think that's like, again, if there's a cooking competition, right, today, and they say, I'm going to be the coach of one team, and then Gordon Ramsay comes in and says, I'll be the coach of team two. Whose team do you want to be on? Serious question. I kind of want to be on the masters. You know, I want to be on the guy who knows what he's doing in the kitchen. I want, and if he said, will you be on my team? You know what you would say? I can. Yeah. Well, I forgot. So, Jesus, God, like, the master walks in the room and says, hey, want to be on my team? You're like, what? What? And it's like, the guy who's playing 3D chess, everybody else is playing checkers, Just like, do you want to be on my team? And it's like, heck yeah, I want to be on your team, right? And so this morning, as I was just, you know, I just maybe I'll just kind of leave it with that. It's like I'm thinking about this football player. I'm thinking about everybody. All of a sudden, something happens, almost like a tuning fork from heaven went, and everybody's like, nobody said, well, are you a Baptist or are you a Presbyterian? You're Episcopal. Your Episcopals are in that corner, Baptists are in this corner. No, they all got on their knees and said, God, do something here. You know, this tuning fork is just released. And so maybe that felt like rambling this morning, but it's like,
no, goodness.
I'm just thinking, wow, at that football game. I wouldn't have said that was going to happen. I wouldn't have said I would have saw an ESPN announcer. I've been mad at ESPN thinking, I'm done watching you. You arrogant pride. Oh, the guy on there, ESPN, leads the country in prayer. And they didn't.
He didn't switch over to commercial.
That's right. He said, yes, that's my job. This is my, yes. Like, come on. And they did not switch it to commercial. And guess what? Nobody came out and apologized. Nobody came out and said.
He didn't get fired.
Then he didn't get fired. I just find that. So,
hopeful?
Hopeful, yes.
Hopeful.
Good.
I agree
yes.
with that.
That's the word. Hopeful.
That's a good word.
You're looking for a word for 2023?
Hopeful.
Hopeful. And you release one. With expectancy. Right?
Yearning, expectancy, and
expectancy. I just, he's looking for kids. He's looking for you guys, me, that say, I just want to lean in your direction today. I just want to be, I'll connect with you today. The master comes in, he's picking players on his team and says, hey, I want you. Mm-hmm. And you're like, me. And he didn't ask for any resumes. He says, I just become, be with me. And it's how we were wired, guys. It's how we were wired. We're wired for intimacy. We're created for connection. It's from that place that we're conduits, we're releasers of heaven in the atmosphere. Wherever we encounter, you don't have to have Bible answers. You don't have to know, you don't have to hit, you know, it's like, oh, I don't remember any scripture. I used to memorize it. I don't remember anymore. From right here, we just release who he is in this place. So God, this week, I just feel like a tuning fork has been released. We struck it, God, and our hearts are vibrating. Even our minds are on alert this week. We even speak to our senses, our hearing, and our seeing, and even our touch, our sense of feeling this week. There's an alertness in your bodies that's resonating with heaven. So I pray for this, the release of heaven through your life this week. That Holy Spirit gets the win. Holy Spirit gets the lead. You just grab Holy Spirit's hand in every encounter this week. We just agree in our yes around heaven, and then we ask for this, the favor of God to follow you in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.